course, I would love a katana. That would be fire.
All I need is a slingshot.
I need rocks.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy, Damani.
And this is, this is another episode of The Gray Area. Welcome to The Gray Area. If this is your first time being here, joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be goals. Literally, it could be TV shows. Could be anything or nothing at all. Whatever we feel like talking about. In the meantime, before we get started, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you want to watch this podcast live or in early, because we actually record our podcast about 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. That is $3 a month. Our Patreon, you joining our Patreon and supporting our Patreon allows us to make more content, higher quality content, more frequently for you guys. And just, yeah, just grow with us, guys. Grow with us. So, how are you guys today? What's going on? What's new?
I'm all right. I'm tired.
What are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit tired now, but I'm good. I just need to eat something. Yeah, I should be good. What about you?
I'm tired. I need a nap, but
I'll make that sandwich again that I made yesterday.
What sandwich?
See, he was having the time of his life eating that sandwich. You ever see somebody eat a sandwich slowly? They enjoy their sandwich. That was him.
I thought you made it wasn't just the grilled cheese.
It wasn't just the grilled cheese.
All right.
The fixings on it.
That makes sense. Okay.
So well, it was actually a sandwich. It wasn't just a grilled cheese. It was a sandwich. Yeah. Sandwich.
I looked up. He ain't said a word. He was just.
Got my chews.
You know how people be like, this is good? He mm-hmm. There was no sound. It was just.
The cheese was perfectly melted. The bread was crunchy, but not too crunchy. It didn't, like, the bread didn't, I don't like when my bread or my food tastes fried. It don't sit well with my stomach. So it was just right, perfectly in the pocket. So the outside was crispy. The inside of the bread was still soft and fluffy. The cheese was melted perfectly. The spinach that was on it, it was fresh spinach, so it wasn't cooked, but it was cooked because it was cooked. It was amazing. Had the other vegetables, seasoned it with the vegetables. My goodness, it was good. All I was missing was tomatoes.
Two things. Number one, your jacket's making a lot of noise.
Sorry.
It looked nice. All right. What does your food tasting fried, like, describe that to me. What does that mean?
I actually know exactly what it means.
Like, when you fry food, it has a taste. It tastes like fried chicken tastes different than grilled chicken.
But what are you talking about? Like, chicken, yes, I understand. But, like, with other stuff. Like, are you talking about, like, it don't taste oily?
I don't know how to explain it, but it has a distinct taste.
Yeah.
And, like, if you put toast in a... If you put bread in a toaster, it tastes different than if you put bread on top of the stove and cook it. Toast it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you're right. I was just curious.
So it wasn't overly...
Okay.
Low and slow.
Or that's what happens when you don't cook like a single father. Take your time, add the proper amount of love, care.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened with me and the plantains. Right, I was doing them too fast, and I was like, "Ooh, turn my back. Why they black?
Burning.
I cook them like a single father.
They was burning quick. Yeah, you do. You them flames that you be having be like." loud. I was about to say loud. They be high. Higher, baby.
Wait.
What topic was it? I was going to say, who are we talking about today?
Today's topic is, would you prefer... today's topic is, would you rather be in Attack on Titan or Walking Dead? I would prefer to be in Walking Dead because I could take on the walkers, and I feel like I have a better chance reasoning with the people than Titans can't talk. And they giants.
They're both zombie-esque, but I'd much rather live in Walking Dead, because it's just, I feel like I got a better chance of survival. Yeah. I can deal with regular people. You wanna talk to me about a 60-foot giant flaming titan? I'm okay. I'd take my chance. Even if I didn't live on Paradise Island. I'd still be better off in Walking Dead. Even if I was in one of them well off countries, mm-hmm. You see what Aaron's doing? About to get stoned. Nah, I'll deal with some walkers.
I got to think, because I feel like, I don't know, like Mikasa and them, they be doing their thing.
They train.
But also, I don't know. In either scenario, you're going to lose a lot of people. But at least I guess the zombies are like my same height. Like, I can so outrun a zombie. So the zombie
probably be like 7 feet.
Right.
I could jump up.
Shaq. Shaq is a zombie. Crazy.
Just jump up and... I can at least... cut it down, and then, you know. I don't know. That's tough. I don't know. The Walking Dead, I would definitely... I probably had to say The Walking Dead.
It's just the people.
Yeah.
They don't like the people. They trash.
But that's the same thing in Attack on Titan. Like, the Titans ain't the issue. I mean, they are an issue. They be eating people. But, like, the people are the issue, because the reason why there are so many Titans was because Marley was just turning people into Titans.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
People were trash, yo. Don't be one of them trash people.
They was turning people into Titans and then trying to say that the Titans are terrorizing everything and da-da-da-da and it's Paradise Island fault. But it's like, nah, y'all actually are doing this. Mm-hmm. And then just trying to use it as a reason to kill the people that are on the island that are minding their business. They don't even know there's an outside world.
Yeah, people
like,
trash. Them people trash. But, I mean, and another reason why I won't want to live in Attack on Titan is because the Titans run.
They definitely be out.
The country.
They be out.
Like, I could deal with some walker. You mean all I gotta do is just walk, run away?
Listen, I gotta find whatever show you was watching so I could show you these zombies that was running. They was like full sprint. I'm on the track. They turned to zombies instantly. So, like, as soon as they was killed, they turned to zombies. Like, Walking Dead, just, you know, they slowly die and then they start turning into a zombie. Like, you got time to talk to a person. Whatever show he was watching... they dead, they a zombie, they get back up full throttle. They don't gotta like relearn how to walk or nothing. They just like, I swear, dude was an Olympic athlete. This dude was driving. He drove away. The zombie showed up every place that he went.
Yeah, now running zombies. I played some games with it, but
that Walking Dead game is trash. I can't even walk around.
But yeah, I don't. Yeah, if I'm gonna choose any kind of zombie apocalypse situation, it's not gonna be Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the gear, the ODM gear. So
I do like the ODM gear.
Learn how to use that. Yeah. It was in school.
But you run out of gas. You you dead.
I mean, unless you leave out Mikasa, then yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they haven't fought any Titans without having the gear.
Or gas.
They fought them when they were starting to run out. But, I mean, I guess that's knowing your equipment. But, I don't know. I guess I would rather be in Walking Dead. All right, if you're in Walking Dead, what's your weapon of choice?
ODM gear. Of course, I would love a katana. That would be fire.
All I need is a slingshot.
I need rocks.
Somebody load him up.
What would I want? I would probably want a sword too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would probably want a sword. I want a sword with a hook at the end, on my end. That'll be fine. I'm gonna be the smoothest zombie slayer in the land.
I guess it's like a sling, but not a sling. Like, in The Woman King, I forgot her name, but she had tied her knife to the end of a rope and just, that's what I would want. I could choke you with it, but then I could also just, you know, and then I could also close hand combat, far combat, and then, yeah.
Yeah, I would either want like just a regular katana, or I would want one of them swords that Blade had. Off the, be smooth with it, and I would just have to have two smaller ones for close combat on each hip, just in case. Yeah. So I'd be full blade. I'd be blade, all black, shades on in the daytime and the nighttime.
Oh nah, I don't need no shades. Make sure y'all give me. The first place I'm going, one of the first places I'm going,
I'm getting some goggles. These glasses are not moving. His was too loose. Nah, I need, like, when you playing in a game, like, on athletic wear.
Julius Irvin's.
Mm-hmm. That thing will stay on.
Julius Irvin's is wild.
I'm giving me two or three pairs. Let me be set. Like, y'all got my prescription. Make these real quick.
Yeah, I'm getting some goggles. I'm going to, like on Demon Slayer, you got to get your sword specially made. I'm getting my sword specially made with the hook at the end. That's my handle. I'm going to be smooth with it. Crazy.
Are you going to have time to get a sword specially made? Mm-hmm. You know a swordsmith? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called, a swordsmith? Blacksmith,
yeah. Yeah. If anything, or I would give me a fancy. It would be dual swords that I can make into one long sword.
Yeah, I would do that.
They can attach at the handle.
And then
that's me. All right. Anyway, I'm Leo, but if I want to be Leonardo, I can. If I want to be Donatello, I can as well. That's what you want?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I think that would be fire.
Where's the second place y'all going during the zombie apocalypse?
Mm. Wait, where's the first place you going?
I'm probably going to go get, I'm going to some armory somewhere. Somewhere to get some weapons, probably. Actually, no, I'm not going to some armory, you know what I mean? I'm probably getting some food, canned goods.
Yep, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to go to the dog food place. Getting over some food, because we going to be here for a little stint of time. So while we're here, before we gotta go scavenging, make sure we stocked up a little bit.
Nova as is, she would have to get a little bit more. She had to get rid of her anxiety issues before we got into a zombie apocalypse.
Barking at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not ideal during the zombie apocalypse.
Nah, but we're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay.
I'll probably go to the grocery store and I'm getting all the beans, the lentils, the oils. I'm gonna grab a lot of oils and water. I'm glad we gave up dairy already, because, like, don't worry really about that going bad.
Getting this bread and milk. I'm gonna get all some. Of the perishables.
You, that's just my shoe. My foot wasn't in my shoe.
Dude, we get all the perishables as soon as they.
Yeah, I would get all of the
last couple weeks.
The stuff that I know is gonna last, like, I can cook and it's gonna last a while. That's what I'm going to get.
Breezy bowls every day.
I mean, yeah, honestly, like, I would, because, I mean, that's why how I be trying to shop sometimes now. Like, all right, what's gonna go the distance? So, it's like, I would be getting grits. I would be getting rice, noodles, like, pastas, stuff like that. Stuff that's going to last.
I'm getting toothpaste because I can't. Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Going a week without brushing your teeth.
Yeah. I mean, they going years without it. But at the end of the day, like,
I had to find a way to brush.
I probably would have found some activated charcoal and just used that, and, like, would have got some toothpaste. But, like, let me do my Googles before all the Wi-Fi and electricity go out. See how I can make this work. I'm out here. I'm gonna be at the house I'll be at the house right now. All the recipes and home remedies and stuff like that, like.
Some peroxide.
Becoming a expert. But then the peroxide is like, yes, but also what if I need that for an injury or something? So you got to make a decision of what you prioritize. I'm going to say the peroxide for an injury.
We still got some Tito's. I'll use that on the injury if I'm using peroxide for my teeth.
Okay, yeah. But I would probably use something that was more like a Ray and Nephew.
I don't even know what that is.
The rum that dad be having. That's 180 proof. That's what you need for
it. We got that? I'm talking about what we got right now.
Oh, no. That's the stuff. But that's one of the things I would be going to get is, like, I would be, all right, what can we use to be resourceful? All right, I'm about to get the Ray and Nephew because, I need the...
It's called Ray and Nephew?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Nephew.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I never heard of that.
The rum. With the green and yellow?
Yeah, it's the brand, though.
All right, rum. Jamaican rum.
But yeah, I would get that. I would be looking for, like, beans and lentils and, like, all the stuff that other people ain't thinking to get. I'm gonna get that. Yeah.
I'm gonna get some rice cakes too. They gonna be gone the first
day. First thing, yeah. Grabbing a bunch of rice cakes.
Rice cakes.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I would do that. Okay, so then, alright. You got everything. Y'all just staying in y'all house until you run out of supplies?
I don't know how these things work.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like...
I don't know how these things work. I don't think we can, because we're gonna run out of supplies. Like, once we ran out of supplies, then it's too late to be trying to find supplies.
And, I mean, I think staying at your house, it sounds good, and then you realize, like, the issue is the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you chilling at your house, and your neighbor didn't get a chance to go to the grocery store.
Then they
come knocking on your door.
Trying to borrow some sugar, and then they try to look through the door, they see you got the whole...
Toilet tissue.
The whole shop right there.
You got every rice cake over here.
Man, when you go get that? You know, I just had a baby at the house and da 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 da. Then you gotta make a decision. Are we healing the world? Or it's just us? But we know from the show you need people.
You need people.
But, you know, it's three of us.
Word, we need an air song.
Oh, man. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like, but I would probably stay in my house for a little while, though.
Yeah, I mean,
look,
I feel like that's probably the best bet to start.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
I couldn't be in the zombie apocalypse. Because, like,
bro, I mean, it's decision after decision after decision.
And then, like, somebody, like, I get bit on my arm and y'all gotta cut my arm off? Oh my God. Like, I'm on the trauma of just being bit, and then you'd be like, all right, cool, cut it.
Oh my gosh, because then you go into shock right there, yeah. And it's like, well, dang, I could have just died regular, and I would have felt less pain.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't know. J2 said she would learn to use a crossbow so she could kill the zombies and not attract them. And not attract others. That makes sense, yeah. Because I feel like we all picked quiet weapons. Like nobody said a gun. Nobody said a gun. Like it would be nice. I think the guns are more so for the people, or if you get swarmed. But even then, like you know, you can use your weapons and.
Yeah, only way I'm using a gun is if I got a silencer on.
Yes. Only way. Definitely find a silencer immediately.
Potato on a barrel.
But then, so like, okay. Do you go find your family?
I'm going to call them.
Call them before the electricity and all that stuff go out? And say what? I love you. It was great knowing you.
I'm on my way.
It was great knowing you.
If I can get to them, I'm going to get to them.
But
I trust them before I
trust anybody else. Yeah. My thing is, though, like, okay, you want to get to them, but everybody's trying to get to their family. So do I risk it and just, like, sit in the car.
We gotta talk. We got a game plan. Hey. Alright.
You hop the freeway. I'll catch you on 85.
Honestly.
Next to the big sign, next to the big tree. Though you can't miss it. It was just like.
You know what's sad? Out. I'm not gonna know where that's at. But everybody that was born in the 80s and up, they gonna know exactly what. Where that is.
I'm gonna call them. We're gonna talk about it. Game plan. See what we doing. Alright. Y'all hold it down up there. I'll hold it. Hold it down up here until I'ma do my best to make my way to y'all.
She said she will build a wall around the property, call the family to come over and start building their sanctuary.
Not a bad idea.
That's a good idea, but like we're so far from our family, that's like why I'm like,
And you still gotta leave.
Right.
And you know, I don't know how long it's gonna take you to build a wall.
That's what we need to do. We need to head over to Home Depot and Lowe's, clear them out.
Get the brick and mortar.
Yeah. Goodness. Get all of that stuff so we could really
get the building. You know how long that takes? You see the construction. Well, actually, I guess if you got some good construction workers.
That's who you need on your team.
So okay. You just go out and just hire the construction workers. I'm going to pay you in food and resources.
I'm going to pay you in survival. She said all her family is 45 minutes of each other, or within 45 minutes of each other. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, ours is kind of spread out right now.
13
so.
Hours plus.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think I could do it. Like, I think I would make it if I had to, but yeah.
I'm not even worried about the zombies. It's the actual people.
Yeah.
Like it don't gotta be like it's more of us than it is them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want what you got. But then and then you gotta turn into something that you're not or that you don't want to be. And it's like because it's either you or me.
Yeah. To protect what you have because
it's not even to protect your life.
That too.
That's what you had.
Other people who were.
That might be all you had at that point.
And I'm walking around like, I will not allow that.
She said, so what happens when we need medical attention? That's where else we going. We're going to the hospitals. We're going
to
get.
We're going to go to YouTube. Web.
Yeah.
Before the Wi-Fi.
Before the Wi-Fi go out, we're going to be doing a bunch of research, writing down step by step.
Screenshot everything.
You know, okay, if I got a chop amputation, let's look at that process. We're going to find a medical book somewhere. That's what we need. Let's set up a library.
Yep, and I'm going to search edible berries. What does an elderberry look like?
Honestly, we should really go to a library. Like that would be one of the first places that we should go to because because ain't nobody going to the library. So one person go. All right, we went to the eye doctor already. Okay, we got the groceries.
Got the goggles.
We got our goggles. We got the groceries. Go to the library. Ain't nobody about to ain't nobody trying to go to the library for information at that point. They're trying to leave. Like, let me get...
Yeah, because there's zombies on the streets.
I mean, yeah, but I'm sure they're not in front of the library.
That'll be a nice little spot. You gotta be quiet.
Yeah.
Make sure you got the librarian, so if it get too... if it get too loud...
She pull out of it.
We don't have time for this.
Silent library during the zombie apocalypse.
That'll probably be one of the first games we play. What?
You think so? You think we play games? I mean, during the zombie apocalypse?
Once we make it to the library.
Oh, I was like, you playing games?
I mean, you gotta laugh at some point. Knowing us, the way we
did you see The Walking Dead? When was the last time they laughed?
Well, they laughing now.
Yeah. But when they was out in the streets.
Before Carl got shot, he laughed.
It wasn't often.
Oh, you talking about the first time?
No, I was talking about the second time. But I mean, yeah, but
I mean, when the they was time. That's when they found sanctuary. Before they found sanctuary, they was out there.
Our sanctuary, the library.
There ain't no food in the library.
We already got the food. We could bring the little hot plates and stuff.
I'm
they
not
got
playing
all the
inside the library during the zombie apocalypse.
In the library, why not? We're not doing nothing else. We might as well play a game.
Surviving. What are we talking about?
Isn't it a thing if you rub your
if you rub your feet together, you can survive.
Oh, yeah, if you rub the blood and guts of the dead on you, they can't tell the difference between a human or a zombie. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. So if I need to go somewhere, you know, put on a little,
cloak.
That's the one thing I didn't like. Like, I would probably be doing it a lot compared to how much they be doing it in the show. They do it, like, when it's dire. But I would be
nasty.
Like, it is nasty, but, like, I mean, if we're going to keep this little cloth around, let's just put it outside the house or something. Honestly, when all them zombies be lined up around it, I'd be like, leave them there. Just move it from in front of the gate, because then that'll keep the other ones away. But I guess they start to stink.
They be on the gate. Like, they be trying to get through.
Yeah, I know, but once they all, you know, once you kill them all, they just...
And I mean, it's rotting corpses, so it's like...
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just like, I guess they're going to stink, so...
Stink, attract flies, maggots.
I guess that's a thing, too.
Can't start your garden.
Yeah. Not at all.
That makes sense.
Somebody clearly got to learn about farming.
That's why we at the library.
I mean, I was wishing on me. I hear what you're saying.
You're not playing no games.
Yeah, this is not a game.
The game section.
Is who can learn the fastest. You better learn how to speak.
That's
you
a game.
You I got it.
That's still a game, though.
Oh, man.
I think that's good.
I'm not playing inside the library.
I'll be like, alright, you go over to the agricultural section. I'll be in the medical section. You go in the language section.
Why y'all put me in the language section? I didn't put you there, but...
What else? Oh, you go to cooking and cuisine. What?
Wait. Where you going?
Agriculture. I'm going to medical.
Medical.
You want to take medical? Because I'll swap.
Why am I going to swap so we can see what we can eat?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be under agriculture?
Well, that's like growing the stuff. But I'm talking about, all right, what can we make out of these lentils and beans and stuff that we just got from the grocery store?
Bean
Chef
and
weenies.
Bean and weenies and leafy greens every day.
Nah, that's...
Are we bringing the seasonings?
Who got time for seasonings?
Yeah, I was going to say, where am I storing said seasonings? What are we talking about?
She said her grandfather and uncle work with plants, so she got a resource when it comes to agriculture. That makes sense. Yeah.
So sound like you good.
Yeah.
Word.
On the other hand.
Not at all. I was gonna say, is there a state that y'all wanna be in during the zombie apocalypse?
Not Georgia. Not the way they was in traveling through Georgia and was still in Atlanta for
I wouldn't wanna be in New York, to be honest.
No, absolutely not.
Like up north, like, cause think about
it's a lot of people, they close.
It's a lot of people's clothes, and then when it get cold, it starts snowing.
Oh yeah,
you, you get 3 feet of snow and during the zombie apocalypse.
I really want to go to a state where it's not too many people.
I'm just thinking that, like, that might be Alaska though, but might that's be Delaware. Far. I think Delaware would be.
Maybe Vermont. It's cold up there.
Vermont or Maine.
Nebraska.
Is it people in Nebraska for real?
I have no idea. I haven't met anybody
in Nebraska. She said Amish country would be the place to be. That's smart. That is definitely smart.
Are they going to accept us?
Yeah, I was about to say, they're not accepting us, though. I can tell you right now. They're gonna be, is that a cell phone? You wanted to call who? It doesn't work, I swear.
Just for Google. Like, I just need to Google.
There's zombies out here. But nah. And it's wild because, like, thinking about Walking Dead, like, they haven't been able to leave the country. There's no more leaving the country for them.
Yeah.
Unless one of y'all know how to
fly, like, a plane.
I'll go over to the aviation section. The travel aviation, section.
Yeah. I'll probably learn how to do a boat.
I was gonna say, how often all of the planes that was up is gone. They haven't seen a plane since.
If we go to the only other thing about taking a plane or a boat is, like, if it run out of fuel in the middle of your trip, then
we got a plan for these things.
Yeah, that's why he would go into aviation. Look up the details. Make sure he knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, if we figure out, if we find a cruise ship book, then we could go to Florida, hop on one of the, like, the Carnival cruises or something. Close, we gotta clear the boat first. But we can hop on one of those.
I don't want a big boat.
Clear.
I was talking about a private plane.
Clearing a cruise ship.
Well, I mean, there's smaller boats too that we could take, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, a Carnival cruise
ship. They got plenty of marinas and stuff.
Oh, that's
clearing a cruise ship sounds crazy.
I mean, they just cleared the whole town.
Couldn't do it.
I mean, I feel like we could. I believe in us.
We could. Especially
if I got my double sword, oh, it's a wrap. I'm good. But
it's just the living people. Yeah. That'd be my concern. The living people. They don't got no morals. Like, I'm a life. Like, yeah. The living people. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, she said, let's say you got your community in order. Which one of you will be judge, jury, and executioner?
Oh, I don't want to be judge, jury, or executioner.
Yeah. I was about to say,
who would be in charge? I feel like it would rotate.
I feel like it would have to be a group decision.
Yeah. Everything got to be a group decision. Talk to the council.
Yeah. Yeah, just to have some order, because.
But I think that's why it would rotate, because it might be one day where, like, one of us is like, all right, I got this one. We should go this way. And then the other people are like, all right, cool, because I don't have the mental capacity. I don't have the mental capacity to do this right now. Or the other two are like, all right, let's do this. And then one person is like, man, I just, glad y'all made that decision. Because I was about to have us trying to clear a cruise ship.
Like, can you live on the water?
Yeah.
You can.
But no, I'm saying, during the zombie apocalypse, like, living on the water, is that...
Until you run out of food.
Yeah. Like, I mean, but then it's like, if you're just traveling, I mean, you live on the water, you just travel to whatever the nearest place, because you don't have to be far in the middle of the ocean. Like, you can be somewhere that's nearby and then just come back to shore to get food and supplies and stuff, like... And then go back on your boat. But
ships don't need fuel, right?
They do?
Okay, that's why I was asking.
They was paddling?
Not paddling, but like...
That's the cruise ship.
Oh, she said, so democracy, which is cool. What happens what happens if your people don't agree with you?
They swimming with the fishes.
We duking it out.
Got my blade? Nah, I don't know.
They disagree with the council, they gotta walk the plank.
I don't know, honestly. If they disagree, I mean, if you wanna leave, the doors of the church are open. I mean, that's not usually how that saying goes. But if you wanna leave, you can go. If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. And then she said, so living on the water, how does that go with tropical storms? That's when you come back on the shore.
and then get overrun by zombies while you're also trying to get away from a tropical storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not living in Florida. Not during the zombie apocalypse.
But, I mean, I feel like every coast has its own set of things. Like,
yeah.
Even if you don't be in, if you're not in Florida, tropical storms hit further up north, too. Because, you know, it's just hurricane season in general. Even if you inland, the hurricanes be coming on the wind. So, it's just, I don't, anything could happen. Yeah. But if you have the library, you can look into it.
Honestly,
figure out.
I don't think living in the water is that bad. That's actually a good idea. Because they can't swim. Yeah. Just be the people, then we're going to be pirates.
Then you got to worry about pirates taking over your ship.
Was that a burp?
Yeah, oh. I was talking.
Because you inhaled it. Yeah, and I was like, what? She said, like, the other night we discussed having our own island. We can find the island and be there. I mean, yeah. Have your own. You could be on your own island, but I
first
don't
stop the library.
Yeah, the library gotta come.
Take all the books, agriculture, how to build a house. And then we gotta, yeah, library, Home Depot, so we can get the goods, get the little seed packets,
mm-hmm.
Market, cause they got the fresh stuff. We can grab the stuff, everything with seeds in it, so we can make sure we can plant it.
We would have to split up. I feel like we would definitely have to split up so we could get to all the places before, especially like going to the market. Everybody's already going to be at the market, so like
I just need
that's a free one. Call.
I just need one apple.
Plant my apple tree.
Yep.
You know how long it's going to take you to get your apples?
One apple, some cabbage. Some kale, broccoli. Well, kale, broccoli, and cauliflower, they all the same plant.
Mm-hmm, they all come mustard from the mustard seed.
Yep. So I just need one
mustard seed.
One mustard seed. Plant it. Make sure I got some water.
And we can plant it in a pot.
Do you guys know how long it's going to take before you guys eat?
Sometimes that stuff fruit is like 3 months.
So what you gonna do for the 3 months?
That's why he's saying like
while you're scavenging,
we get the seed, okay. But we also go to the grocery store so we can get the food too, and we use those seeds to plant other stuff too.
Got you. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't. Yeah, I was thinking rationally.
She said, "Go to a farm where they already growing, and take the plants."
Take the plants.
I feel like that's rude.
Taking, stealing.
I don't know.
People will be stealing.
I'm not going to do it like, hey, I just wanted to know if I can have a couple corn stalks.
Going to be stealing and leaving notes. I'm so sorry. I let you have.
I owe you. When the world gets back to normal,
so I owe
come
you.
Check with you. My number is.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely not living in Florida. I know I'm definitely not living in Australia. It's one thing they get attacked by zombies.
They want to get spiders?
Yeah, to be chilling and having to fight an alligator while I'm dealing with zombies?
No, I'm good.
Can't even sleep.
I feel like the alligators will have their hands full. They're not worried about me.
They might not be, but
at this point, me and nature, we have to come together. So, I might be Dr. Doolittle at that point.
Well, I'm about to see where the least populated state is. So, I can figure out where I'm going. But then I'm like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe a tropical country might be better. That because they might have some more, naturally have some more fruits from the trees.
Honestly,
some mango
we could just go to Jamaica and...
We can, but
mango
if
trees.
There's zombies in Jamaica...
Blood clot.
Well, actually, yeah, I feel like we could come together. We could come together.
Other countries will probably be more willing to come together, like work together. Okay, Wyoming is the least populated U.S. state.
I understand. That's where Kanye had everybody, right?
Yeah, but it's only 1.3% black people in there. So, we're going to have to stick together. Where is Wyoming?
West.
Oh, I see it. It's Midwest.
Midwest.
It's near Colorado.
I just couldn't be. You really just can't be anywhere with too drastic of weather changes.
Yeah.
Like, too drastic, it's like you're not.
Don't it be cold there?
The Midwest would
be cold. It's hot, I think. I thought it was deserty. That's probably worse. All right, hold on. She said,
if he's by Colorado, Colorado get cold.
Colorado gets cold? I don't know, man. Probably.
It's cold.
It's cold and deserty, I think.
I don't think it's deserty, but I know it's cold. Tropical country.
Weather, yeah.
I could do some storms.
You know what I'm saying? I just, all right, cool. We deal with a little bit of storms. We all right.
Rainwater.
Yeah. But then again, hurricane. Getting caught in a hurricane during the zombie apocalypse is.
Hopefully the water be like water. Hopefully that water take out the zombies.
But then you might get bit under the water.
I ain't say flood.
They get snow from October through May.
I tell you.
All right, we're not going to Wyoming.
I need to be in a warm climate.
Oh, my
Because in God. The cold, I can't think. Mm-hmm. I can't. Yeah, I'm getting old.
Can't do the cold.
You know. She said, going back to, like, the taking food from the farm. Mm-hmm. She was like, you're going to take food from the store. So when you go to the grocery store at Home Depot, are you really going to worry about giving people the right amount of money for the food?
I'm not paying for that. It's a corporation.
I'm not paying for that. But the farmer who grew his own crop.
I'm running all through Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
Y'all was overcharging anyway.
Give me that Sprouts. $20 for ashwagandha.
Honestly, we could just go to Sprouts and go to their supplement section and got the chlorophyll, get the magnesium, get
all your supplements.
All your supplements.
I'm living off of pills and liquid, bro. Right. So eating, I haven't had a chew in weeks.
Honestly, I would rack up on that stuff. I mean, that could go a long way. I don't know what it's going to do, though. Like, what your body going to look like.
Healthy.
But is it, though?
I lost my phone. But, yeah, that's the zombie apocalypse is tough.
Yeah. Tough. I don't know. Okay, so I be thinking, like, I would fight, but then I'll be wondering, like, would I feel like I would get tired of fighting. Like, I think at some point, I don't know, depending on the circumstances, I might just be like, man.
Smite me, almighty smite.
Y'all go on without me. I'm going to say it, and then the zombie going to come at me, and I'm going to kill it, and I'll be like, oh, dang, that was my chance. But I feel like it's not in me to just give up like that, but I'm going to say it, and I'm going to be like, y'all just. Yeah.
And I would be mad because, like, what if the day you decide to, like, end it for yourself, the next day they're like, we figured it out. We got the cure. It's like, I just had to wait a day. That's crazy. I'm
looking down like, can I go back? It's
like, you ain't tell me that, Lord.
Right. I would be upset, but I don't know. I might be like, well, I fought the good fight, but I feel like I would say it, and I'm not going down without a fight. Like, have Deanna, we spoil. If y'all never seen The Walking Dead, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But how Deanna was like, I'll do it myself, and then she heard the zombies coming up. Then she just tap, 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 tap.
I was like, I ain't going out like this.
Right. And
going out swinging.
That would probably be me. But y'all also, I wouldn't have been bit already. Y'all would have been like, oh, yeah, bring your ass. And then I'm like, all right, you're right. I do it for my people.
Yeah, nah. Zombie apocalypse is not ideal.
I just want to live in peace.
Yeah, you know how much trauma? They all need therapists.
It's the people.
Yeah.
The zombies, cool. It's just the
people. Only person that had a therapist for a little bit was Morgan. he was the only person that he was like, I got a little bit of therapy, came back. Now he questioned everything. I know it was right because I went to therapy. My therapist gone. But y'all need to fix this. Y'all can't keep living like this. It's like everybody else is like, bro, we've been.
This is how it is.
Yeah, you got somebody was feeding you three square meals, therapizing you.
Yeah. He lived by the water.
You know what I'm saying? He taught you how to fight. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't get
a way of life.
He didn't get captured by cannabis. I said cannabis. Cannibals.
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 Get captured by cannabis.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say. He didn't get captured by no cannibals and have to see his friend's leg get eaten. Or other people get eaten. They definitely handed him a plate like... He like, wait, where'd this come from? This don't look right.
Got a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's like, this look like chicken, but this don't look like chicken.
I'm glad they ain't take nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. That was definitely wild. But I wonder, like, if Glenn and them did the same exact thing, and that's why they got captured.
I don't know. I just know me personally, I'm not taking any burgers somebody offered me.
You can't eat at everybody's house.
Yeah, especially not during the zombie apocalypse. What's on that grill? That's rabbit's meat? I don't really know. I can't really trust you.
Y'all got any blueberries?
Daryl was eating snake.
Daryl was eating worms.
Anything. It was like Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
But I mean,
don't look as cute in real life.
They don't.
The bugs was colorful in the Lion King. Alright, that looks like it might taste like some candy or something.
Nope. He was eating worms. But I mean, like, when you get down to it and you really out there, you out of food and stuff like that.
Out of 10.
And your stomach gonna be like, rawr, 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 rawr. While you meditate,
don't meditate too hard. A zombie might come up on
right?
you.
I'll be able to hear it. I'm meditating. I'm not dead.
Yeah, but if you like really get into
deep meditation,
like to the point where like,
I mean, I'd be able to hear stuff.
I mean, I do too. But like, what if?
Don't let me know what's going on.
Don't be like.
I'm like. Thank you.
No, I'm gonna be like, hey, bro. So now I'm coming.
It's like growl. Don't get him, please. I would make it out of necessity.
Yeah. But I would be tired.
You ain't got no choice.
Tired of fighting. I'll be tired of fighting now. Oh, man.
I'd be tired of working. Much less having your 9-to-5 be fighting for your life.
24 fighting for your life. They don't sleep either.
They'd be like, hey, take shifts. Sleeping in shifts is crazy.
She said, you gotta train the next generation to fight. You can't be the only one to fight. Train people in the fields. They are good at. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we gonna have to train people that's in the fields that they bad at too. Like, because honestly, at that point, if you're depending on everybody, it's like, all right, you're good at this, but I also need you to know how to swing a knife. Like, I also, at least bare minimum, need you to know how to, like, take down a zombie. You know, point blank, period. Which is difficult to do, you know? I said that like I be doing it, but I don't. I never been in a zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm.
I don't plan on it.
I don't either. I'm not
watching TV.
Not plan on it. I don't believe that. But
everything
I
be dark.
I've been trying to tell y'all. Y'all be watching the darkest shows.
I have some happy shows, but the ones we watch as a group typically be the.
They be dark.
My dad, the bounty hunter.
I'm checking chain of bitches. I'm trying to tell you. Get back to them Saturday morning cartoons. That's why I was happy, hopeful about the world.
Yeah, honestly.
Got older, started watching stuff. I'm like, that's why I can't watch Dexter and stuff like that. That's it'd be too much for me.
Yeah.
Dexter happy.
Dexter is not
happy. What? That'd be serial killer.
It's still dark.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, it's a lot of dark TV.
Yeah. I just can't watch too much reality show ass TV because it's not dark. It's just
toxic.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
And it just be like, what am I doing?
I'm partial to cooking shows. Those aren't dark. They can be happy. They typically are happy. Oh, she said, what are we going to do to entertain ourselves? Well, these guys don't want to play any games.
I'm not playing Silent Library.
So.
Is it going to be time for entertainment?
They was out there singing around a campfire.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing.
Sing, yeah. You saw how rarely that happened.
I've been working.
That wasn't every Tuesday, baby.
Beth is gone now.
She was babysitting. She had to sing lullabies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, before Lori had the baby, she was singing. They were sitting around the campfire. I've been working on the railroad.
Sing old Negro spiritual.
I don't know. That would probably be it. I mean, I feel like, the zombies would be the entertainment after a while.
Yeah, you're going to start turning into the crazy people that you're going to start turning into Abraham. Start having getting excited. Oh, I got this one.
Honestly, I don't feel like that's far-fetched for me. Because it's like at least I got something to look forward to. Maybe, like, I don't know. I don't think I would be as far gone as him. But who knows? It might be a day where I'm just like, God. Or how Maggie just randomly be, when she knows she need to find Glenn, just be like, I don't care, I'm going without you. Boop, boop, boop. I don't know. I don't know what entertainment would even look like. Like, what is quiet enough to,
I'm crazy. I'd be like, I'm not quiet.
No, it's going to be quiet.
It's
going to
be
too quiet, probably. That's probably what the issue is. Like, you see how you hear cars driving?
It ain't going to be no cars driving.
Yeah, the most you'll hear is probably it'll be zombies and every once in a while bullets flying. But in general, it's probably going to be quiet. Cause, I mean, think about if it was here. It's the South. After everybody's done doing all of the screaming, they were just in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nature all the time.
And then it's like, at a certain point, it's like, if I do hear a noise, now I'm suspicious. It's like, it's not like, oh, there's a car. It's like, all right, who is driving over here? Like, what is going on? There should be dead silence type of thing. So.
Yeah, I talk about heightened ears. I would be like Nova. I'd be sitting there getting ready to go to sleep. Did I hear a car? Somebody just started a car?
2 blocks away?
Listening to everything.
The Ring app.
This thing still work? Honestly, I feel like I don't know what entertainment there would or could be at that time.
I'm not looking for entertainment. I don't think I'll be looking for entertainment. I'll be paranoid.
And that's why I would be looking for some form of food.
Where are the drugs?
But yeah, I don't know. But y'all got any final thoughts on your life in The Walking Dead or in Attack on Titan?
Neither one.
It's not an experience either.
I'm definitely not experiencing Attack on Titan. I'm cool.
No, I'm only watching happy shows. Until further notice.
I don't believe you, but
I'm gonna do the best that I can.
Okay.
Until Monday.
But yeah, I don't plan on being a part of a zombie apocalypse or an apocalypse in general. But let us know, would you guys prefer to be in Attack on Titan or would you prefer to be in The Walking Dead? If you were in The Walking Dead or Attack on Titan, what would be your weapon of choice? Where would you go? What would you do? But also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Pardon me.
And then also, don't forget to join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can watch this podcast as well as other behind-the-scenes content and other just content in general, like our food review show, and
you could be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, you would be a part of the conversation, ask questions, and you know, just tell us your thoughts. But I hope you guys have a wonderful day. We will see you guys next time. Get on my
Adios.
Stay black, people.
Push the goddamn button.